Have you ever faced a situation and said, there is no way this can ever be? Maybe some of these thoughts weigh on your mind. There is no way I can handle the pressure at work. There is no way I can pay my bills at the end of the month. There is no way to save my marriage. There is no way my children will ever grow up to be responsible adults. There is no way I can keep my house clean and straight. There is no way for me to open my own business. There's no way I can go back to college at my age. There is no way I can lose the weight I need to lose. I want you to know, there is always a way. It may not be easy, it may not be convenient, it may not come quickly. You may have to go over, under, around, or through. But if you will simply keep on keeping on and refuse to give up, you will find a way. I want you to make yourself a promise. Promise yourself that you will never again say, there is no way. The truth is, even when there seems to be no way, with God, there is always a way. If you are a born-again Christian, the Spirit of God lives inside of you. All the creativity in the world resides in Him, and because He lives in you, you have access to all that creativity. The Holy Spirit can give you ideas that never occurred to you and show you ways to do things you never thought you could do. Instead of dwelling on our difficulties, we need to focus more on the fact that God is for us and His power is at work in us. Often we give up too easily, saying, this is too hard, or this is taking too long. We must stop looking at situations in our lives and thinking, I really cannot handle this. It's too much for me. I've already tried too many times. I have to accept there is just no way it will ever happen. Instead, we need to say, I don't care whether there seems to be a way or not. Jesus is the way. His Spirit lives in me, and I will find a way. God promised He would make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. See Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. He is the way, and He will help you find a way where there doesn't seem to be one. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, for no temptation has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man. But with the temptation, He will always also provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place, that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently. In other words, God always has a way for us if we will look for it, wait for it, and refuse to give up on it. I wonder how many times people give up just before a breakthrough, on the very brink of success. You can feel the same way for 10 years, and then suddenly, one day you wake up and everything will change. You don't feel any different than you have felt any other day. Nothing looks any different than it ever has. Nothing appears to be happening. But something does happen. And when you go to bed that night, your dream has finally been fulfilled. The situation you lived in for so long is finally over, or you finally achieve the accomplishment for which you labored for years. I know a young woman who was once working at a job she did not particularly like and was single but wanting to be married. Within 1 month, she became engaged and was hired for her dream job. She waited for what seemed an eternity, but at the right time, God made a way. God's ways are not our ways, but His way is always best. God has a plan for you, and He has heard your prayers. You may not realize how close you are to your breakthrough. Even if you have to wait 3, 4, or 5 more years, if you will keep pressing on, you will have the victory you need. Whatever you do, do not give up on the brink of your breakthrough. Do not stop hoping, believing, and trying. Instead, say, I will never quit. I will never give up. I will never say, no way. 3 key issues. I have encountered thousands upon thousands of people over the past 30 years in ministry, and I have observed that most people consider three aspects of their lives most challenging and most worth fighting for: health, finances, and family. I have dealt with each of these areas on a personal level over the years and have seen great improvements and victories. If you are willing to persevere through the struggles you face in your health, your family, and your finances, I know you will emerge victorious too. Never give up on your health. I'm amazed by the number of people who simply do not feel strong, vibrant, and healthy. I often overhear people telling each other, "Oh, I am so tired," or, "I would do some of the things I enjoy if I had the energy." This lethargic approach to life is not God's best for us. God wants us to feel good and have the passion and energy we need to enjoy our lives and do everything He calls us to do. He does not want us to be too exhausted or depleted to do the things that give us joy or move us forward in His purposes for our lives. Though some people do suffer with various conditions that must be treated with medication or therapy, many health problems people struggle with are stress-related. Other health conditions develop because people do not take care of themselves. They do not eat healthily, drink enough water, exercise regularly, or get enough rest. If they would simply make some lifestyle changes, their health and quality of life would improve dramatically.